what is so sad, Jessica, is that there's such a strong need for this. And, you know, as we see and continue to see the statistics on the suicide rates and different age levels and different demographics.
Yeah, I mean, it is concerning when we see especially our younger population becoming more at risk for suicide. And I think that just speaks to the need as a society to really pay attention to our behaviors and how we take care of our children, our expectations of children, but also to encourage children to talk about how they're feeling. I think one of the things that's really a major message for our mission and obviously having the hotline 24 hours a day is that we're here and you can call anonymously, you can get support, you can talk about what's going on and get some guidance and supportive counseling and even information and referrals to resources that can help you. And that's something we just really encourage people to look at reaching out for help as a strength and not a weakness. And that's really our goal here 24 hours a day is to make sure people are never alone in their time of crisis and their time of struggle.
How has doubling the space made that difference in giving those services that you've provided all these years?
Well, you know, I think there's a couple things that highlight for me, and the staff's support here is so significant. They are the crisis first responders. They're going out in the community, dealing with the most difficult situations, hearing the most really hard stories, and also witnessing, you know, violence against other people, violence against against themselves if they're cutting or other types of self-harm. So they're seeing this firsthand, and this work is difficult. And so it was really critical for us as a leadership group and our board of directors to pay attention to how do we care for our team so that we can continue to care for the community. So this space, doubling our size from our old location, has allowed us to really provide a proper space for staff. You know, as a not-for-profit, you tend to try to deal with things and, you know, cut, you know, save money here or do that there. But really, when it comes down to your employees and the team that's really doing this work every day, we needed to make this move to support them so that we can continue to support the community. And this space is also allowing us to have the community come into our space to learn more about who we are, how they can get involved in our mission, how they can invest in our mission, as well as just to be able to have a calming environment day in and day out for our teams.
It kind of takes the mystery away of what you folks do here and breaks that stigma.
That's a really good way to say it, because we didn't have the opportunity or a location to bring people in, and if we did, it was very limited. So I like the way you said that. It kind of breaks down that barrier or that mystery of who we are. We are this community's crisis center. Every community has a crisis response service or hotline, so crisis services is that for Buffalo and Erie County. We want people to know that we're here for them. Some people may never need us, but we want our community to know that we're here so that if their friend or their family or their colleague might need some help, they know who to call. We never want anyone to be alone in any time of struggle.
Tell me what goes on here.
Well, our hotline staff are the staff that are in this building 24 hours a day. So there's always staff here answering the hotline 24 hours a day. So they're dealing with various hotlines that we manage from Erie County's crisis hotline. We also answer Chautauqua County's mental health hotline. We are the New York State domestic and sexual violence hotline. We answer the after hours calls for 13 mental health clinics after hours, weekends, and holidays. We also are the network center for the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So any calls that come into Western New York through that national number are actually managed by our team. So they're managing different types of calls, different types of issues 24 hours a day. Our other teams, our mobile outreach team, they're here pretty much from 8 a.m. till about 11, midnight, and then we have an on-call system. They're in and out of the facility because they're getting calls of a case, and then they're responding to that case. The same thing with our crisis intervention team, case managers who are working with our trained law enforcement departments in the CIT model, which is an enhanced mental health response. They're working hand-in-hand with law enforcement and those clients that are in need of those services. Our advocate team is dealing with they respond to the hospitals with victims who've been experienced a rape or domestic violence. The clients that come into our facility are actually our therapy clients. We offer free therapy services for survivors of rape and sexual assault. So we have a therapist on staff who provides that service in-house here at our facility. And at times we also have people that walk in for help. And fortunately with our new space, the way we were able to set it up is we have a nice consultation room right off our front door. At our old space, we had to talk to people through the door, and that just really wasn't a welcoming environment. So we have a wonderful space. We can bring them them in, they can relax, we can determine which team member needs to come and see them, and then we're able to help them as well.
Have you seen more folks come in at that point since you've moved here?
It's starting to get the word out.
It
allows us to have this set up so that if people do come in, you know, we can have them a comfortable space to come to. And being that we're neighbored into, we're, you know, we have neighboring homes and community right around us, we did see a few more walk-ins within the first couple weeks we moved here, and then winter hit. But we did have a few already with the weather kind of breaking, which is great. We want people to reach out for help and get the support they need.